We on air?
I don't see it yet.
Alright.
There's a certain screen that shows that we're all there.
Yeah. It should be on. Let's see. Mm-mm. You see anything yet?
Mm-mm. Just the...
Welcome back to the Shattered Truth Podcast. How's it going, Brother Will?
Yes, sir. It's been a good day. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing pretty good, man. It's the signs of the times.
It is. It's the end signs of the times, too.
Yes, indeed, good. Man. It is here right in front of our faces, ladies and gentlemen, out there in the world.
As we speak.
So, man, a lot of things been happening so far, man. We have the earthquakes in New York and New Jersey. So, mm-hmm. Brother Will, what are your input on this situation, man? This is a sign from Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Would you think so?
Well, sure. It's part of the prophecies that he laid out for us. There'd be, you know, earthquakes would increase and men would be running to and fro, and knowledge would be increased, and that's all happened. And there'd be earthquakes, a lot more. But it's just leading up to more revelation of what's coming.
Exactly. You know, the sad thing is, people are ignoring these situations in the world. They don't know that stuff is about to go down seriously. And people really do ignore danger in the world. It can be right in front of them and they'll be like, it'll go away. This is nothing. It'll be all right.
It's happened before. Yeah.
It's a conspiracy theory. No, ladies and gentlemen, this is Bible prophecies unfolding right in front of our very eyes. We have to get close to Jesus Christ of Nazareth soon and very soon. Brother Will.
Yes. We are close. There's a lot of people that are close. You see, it's not the love of God that's in the question. It's our love back for to him. That's where the miracles start, is when you return the love to him that he has given you. That's when you get close. And that's what you pray for. Lord, help me love you like I'm supposed to.
That's right. We have to cry out to him. Yes.
That's right.
If we don't, we're going to be...
Well,
we won't know what to do. Yeah, exactly. True facts. Welcome aboard, brother Tim. Shout out to Kenny Brunson out there, and shout out to brother Will, brother Tim here aboard with us today. Brother Tim, what about these signs of the times, my brother?
Yeah, reality is about to kick us in the face. Mm-hmm. It's definitely
a karate kick.
you guys already talk about? What did you guys talk about so far? I haven't been on for a sec.
We're investigating the earthquakes in New York and New Jersey. Can you give us some input on that?
Yeah, I mean, then what
we know
what
the Bible happened, talk about, you know, earthquakes in various places.
Yeah, what happened before? I think Statue of Liberty was struck with lightning.
Yes, well, that a sign right there. Like, whoa, when did that? That's never happened, right?
That happened. I think it happened the day before, and then the earthquakes. It happened the next day. Today, 4.7 magnitude earthquake, basically.
Right. Wow. So Jesus Christ is shaking up the earth, letting people know, I'm coming back soon. I'm not playing games with nobody. If you lukewarm, I'm going to spit you out. You better get right soon, because he is not playing with anybody. You know, and CERN is, you know, CERN got a lot to do with the eclipse, right? Is NASA doing some things too about the eclipse? They're trying to do something, right, brother Tim? So what about NASA? Do they have anything to do with this?
Oh, yeah. NASA's going to have a lot to do with this, because it's not very often they get to measure the radiation of, you know, the solar radiation without the moon in the way. And so they get a good readings of some of the solar radiation that's blocked out, shadowed out. And that's pretty important to them. And there's all kinds of measurements they're going to take behind the moon, you know, while the sun's shining.
Right. And brother Tim just sent the update video, was talking about Chicago, Illinois, mini CERN is turning, right? CERN and Switzerland. Right, brother Tim? He can't hear us.
Yeah, CERN is in Switzerland.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see you sent, release that video update.
Yeah, I just got that video sent to me, so I figured I'd share it with you.
Yeah, go over with that for us, please. CERN is awfully doing a lot. You know, they're part of the synagogue of Satan, too. They do their satanic worship and their secret stuff going on behind the scenes, you know.
Well, yeah, they're all things. Yeah. They're looking for the God particle.
Yeah, the God particle. Yeah, that's right. The God particle. That's it. What about this God particle? They're reaching for so much, they're going to dig something that they don't want to handle.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. They're looking into things they don't need to. It's like someone.
We live in Chicago, Illinois.
There you go. Is it on?
Yeah. Yeah, it's on. Brother Tim, they're playing with fire, man. And when you play with fire, you get burnt, ladies and gentlemen out there. You know, CERN been hidden behind the scenes for a long time. A lot of people don't even know about CERN. Because I talked to many Bible scholars out there in the world. They don't even know this company, CERN. They don't even know where it came from, who started it. It's sad how people is perishing for lack of knowledge, Brother Will, Brother Tim. You know, it's sad out there. It's sad. Yeah.
Well, and that's it. Knowledge will increase, and they're trying. What they're trying to do is break down basic atomic theory in order to find out how God did all his creation.
Yeah.
And that's we don't need to do that. You know, if you believe in God, you don't have to worry about how he did it.
Yeah. Correct. Exactly. And people seem to can't understand that. Man, it's so many lukewarm Christians out there, man, is ignoring all this crazy stuff that's happening. We have the cargo ship hitting the bridge, and that's stopping some of the shipments from coming through, right?
Yeah, you know that was
Chesapeake Port. That was port.
Yeah, the port. Yeah. Go ahead, brother. Bay. Yeah. You know, the Dragons is controlling all this stuff, man. And the Simpsons predicted that, right?
You say the census?
The Simpsons.
They predicted that, huh?
Yes, they did. You know how to, like Pastor Wally said, lesser magic, right, Brother Tim? Lesser magic, predicted programming on the masses, the Dragon playing stuff in the future. And he tells the masses what his plans are through these cartoons, movies, TV shows, and people still think it's entertainment. This stuff is not entertainment, man. It's disgusting, and it's disappointing how the world has been so dumbed down, man. The world is dumbed down. I'm looking on social media, and people are like, What's this? Why is this going on? Why is this happening? And you know what I tell them? Read your Bible if you know about it. You know? It's sad, man, because you got a lot of lukewarm Christians out there, man, that don't even know these signs is happening, man. And they so-called going to these false churches. And the churches are not even telling these people about the earthquakes. This is supposed to happen and stuff like that. All these false churches want to do is put on a great fake show for the people and have a drag show in the church. You heard about the church out there in the, I don't know what state it was. They had a drag show in the church. In the church, fellas. In the church.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw. I've seen that for a bit. It's been, yeah. I mean, these are all the false churches anyways, man, for the most part, you know, most of America, the churches in America, the different denominations, they don't even realize, they don't even know, you know, they need to come out of Babylon, you know.
Right. So, they love their sin so much.
Yeah.
Brother Will, they love the flesh. The flesh is not going to save them. It's going to kill them.
They feel like they're being kind and considerate, but
Jesus loves everybody. Jesus, he does, but he hates people saying that they do.
He loved the Pharisees, but he called them snakes.
Snakes. These churches ain't but a bunch of snakes. Fake churches, bro. It's disgusting how these churches is doing these things to people, and nobody says anything. Did you hear about the Satanist was praying for the board meeting people? Did you hear about that one?
Mm-mm.
Brother Tim, did you hear about that?
Yeah, I did. I heard about it.
So, what do you think about that? You see how the devil just taking over people, just selling out, bro. It's sad. Now, they would not let a Christian go in there and pray for him, but they let a Satanist go in there and pray for him now. Synagogue of Satan, go on in there and pray for him, but they're not praying to Jesus, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. They're praying for their God, Satan. The dragon.
See, people think that Satan has to, Satan's going to live forever, but he's not.
He's not.
And they think that good and evil has to be together in order to balance
the kingdom.
And it's not true.
It's not true at all. That's false as false can be.
Yeah. And some people just want to get on the devil's side in case they do go to hell. They think,
and the devil is going to do them dirty as well.
Oh yeah,
he don't love these people. People think Satan loves them. Satan don't love nobody but himself. He's a selfish. He's selfish, man. He's the serpent. He deceives everybody.
He continues to. He's the accuser of the brethren. So he tells lies and accuses people and lies about them.
Yes, don't he?
Yeah, he lies about everybody.
He's so smooth with it, ain't it? He'll yeah. tell you a straight lie with a straight face and will not even, you know, mm-hmm. hesitate.
He's an actor. He pretends to be one thing when he's not. You know, he pretends to be good when he's not. That's his MO all the time.
That's his MO.
Exactly. He wants everybody to believe that he is the Christ.
Right, but he's not.
He's nowhere near it.
Nowhere near. He's trying to be like the Most High God, but he can't. That's because what he said.
I'll be like the Most High. He said it himself. Like the
Most High. He took Jesus Christ on the highest mountain. He said, I'll give you kingdoms of the world, but guess what? Jesus Christ turned it down. Oh, but you know what? Satan is using that same tactic, that same strategy for the people in the world. And he's giving people the kingdom of the world, but he's still going to deceive them at the end of the road.
Well, the main thing is to learn how to love God, love the creation, love life, and learn how to forgive and to help.
Right.
And if you want to live the life you love, you got to love the life you live.
So whoever try to save their life, lose their life, correct?
And if you lose your life, you've gained it.
That's right. Whoever try to save it, lose it, correct?
David, he's lost it.
Yeah, you lost it, yeah. You lost in the sauce.
Lost in the sauce.
Yes. Keep it going, Brother Will.
Well, we was looking at the history of church and state.
Yes, church and state. Let's get into that.
All the governments of the world have been one of three or four things. There's theocracies. That's where they have a religion that makes all the rules and makes all the laws, and they enforce all their laws according to those religious rules. That's a theocracy. And of course, the very first rule after Adam's sin was God himself. God came down and confronted Cain, and he said, "What have you done?" He says, Satan didn't come up and accuse Cain of anything. God says,
Keep it going. What'd you say? Well, anyway, the church and state are supposed to be separate from one another, but, you know, the governments, they want to try to bring it in together as one. And then that's what, the New World Order, they're going to bring in all things together. One world government, the one world religion, they're all going to fall into place, you know, and people, we need to get right and stay in that Bible, stay in the word, the scriptures, man. We have to stay afloat to things, man. We have to watch as well as pray, because the enemy, he's come to kill, steal, and destroy. And we lost a lot of souls this year around the world. And people is dying over nonsense, craziness, wickednesses on the earth. And it's at a full throttle. Satan's goal is to deceive the masses, lead them to eternal flames. And people have to wake up on these situations, man. A lot of things is happening for a reason. And it's going to get worse and worse. You know, I'm truly thinking by 2030, you know, everything is going to fall apart. It's going to get at a point that we're not going to be able to do these platforms anymore. They're going to shut it down, you know. And I truly believe that what's going to happen, man, we just have to truly stay in the word of Jesus Christ at all times, man. We and the church and state has so much history, and we're going to continue to, we're going to talk about that a little bit more. And just to refresh everybody's mind, a lot of people don't know about the church and state. It's a separation of church and state. The earliest mention comes from Roger Williams, the minister who founded a new form of government based on this idea. So it was an idea that this guy came up with, and that's how come they separated it. We have, it all started in 1644. Roger Williams, petition minister, founder of the state of Rhode Island and the first Baptist church in America, was the first public official to call a wall of hedge of the separation between wilderness of the world and the garden of the church. Although the concept older, the extract phrase of separation from church and state is divided from wall separation between church and state, a term of coined by Thomas Jefferson in his 1802 letters to members of the Danbury Baptist Association in the state of Connecticut. The concept was promoted by Enlightenment philosophers such as John Locke. So all these guys played a big role in this church and state situation. You know, brother Tim, is that correct, brother Tim? I don't know if you hear us out there. I think we lost.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah. I lost brother Will. Did you hear everything I said? So all this is true, right? Correct.
Yeah. Yep. It's all true. I was busy for a second, so I had to put the mute button on, but I was listening the whole time. So, yeah.
So what about this church and state?
Well, like I said, like we discussed before on here, you know, next year, I think that's a very high possibility, especially if Trump gets reelected, because he's pushing to give power back, you know, to the church. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's going to get real. They're going to push for Sunday law, which is going to be the combination of church and state, you know.
Mm-hmm. So, that's right.
Yeah.
Yep. So in society, the degree of political separation was between the church and the civil state is determined by the legal structure and prevailing illegal views that define the proper relationship between organization, religion, and state. Ain't that interesting? Yeah. Like, wow. So the civil state is determined by the legal structures, correct? So it's determined by that, right?
Yeah, sorry, brother. I was just talking to somebody.
Oh, you good. One more. Yeah, you good. So that correct, brother Tim?
Yep, it sounds... Yeah, yep.
Well, the reason for the separation, are you hearing me now?
Yeah, we hear you now. Yeah, you kind of went out for a minute. I don't know what happened, so I just kept on going.
I don't know. Yeah.
Guys.
The reason for that was the...
Okay.
The reason for separating the church and state was because of the experience they had with the Roman Catholic Church.
Right. It all come back from the Romans, right?
From the Romans, yeah. That they were, you know, the Romans, and then it was the... pagan Rome, and then it turned into the papal Rome.
Hmm. And what about this papal Rome?
Papal, well, that means the papacy.
The papacy, that's correct. The papacy.
That's Latin for the Pope.
That's what a false prophet in the Revelation, that's the Pope, right? The false prophet, he's in the papacy.
And the reason for that was because the church had so much power over the people that they couldn't have a Bible. They couldn't own a Bible. Mm-hmm. They would get persecuted. And if they, you know, there was so many rules and regulations, and the church system was controlling the countries, controlling the kings that were in power. They were in total control of the kings, and they used the power of the state
in order to enforce their laws.
Mm-hmm.
And it ended up in the death of about 60 million people.
Wow.
Because if you didn't go along with the church, the church would tell the state to come over and take everything away from you, put you in prison. And if you recanted and cooperated, then they'd let you out. But if you didn't, you didn't get out. So it was a punishment for not cooperating. And
so if you don't cooperate, you will get punished. The consequences is going to be.
That's the way it was in the Dark Ages. Yes.
Right.
When church state was together.
Right.
And that's why the people came to America to get away from that power, that kind of system, that kind of government.
So it was two political entities, right? Interact as organizations, each independent the authority of the other, right? Strict yes. applications. Right?
Well, it means that the mm-hmm. church can't run or rule the state, and the state can't rule the church.
While secular societies such as Denmark and England,
they can complement each other.
Right.
They can complement each other. They can have prayers wherever they want to. And that's not the separation is the legal part of it. The enforcement part of it. Yeah. The punitive sentencing of people and arresting people and taking down other governments that don't agree with you.
The official state religion.
The official state religion.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got church state rule here right now. I mean, Islam is a church state rule. The church rules the state. They're sovereign over the state. Their state over there in the Middle East. Islam mm-hmm. is in control completely. The leaders of the church are Khomeini's or.
Yeah, I know you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah.
Paralism. I think it's paralysm, something like that.
Yeah. And so that's why Christianity can't go over there. They're in trouble.
So, Brother Will, the European states assume some of the social roles of the church is form of the welfare state, right? A social shift that produced secular population and public share, right?
Well, that's how the state starts taking over.
This is when they public take over.
And they start taking over the churches
right.
that way right. by subsidizing them with extra money to do what they want to do, and then the state can tell the church what to do.
So it's kind of a bribe. Everything was mandated, right, by the country's political constitution, as in India, right, and Singapore, to state religion, as in Maldives, right?
Uh-huh. It's total control of the government, or the laws and civil control, the police right. force, everything.
So all this we're talking is this is the separation of the church and state. All this is separation. It came back from 1644, correct? This is when it all started. Yeah.
That's when the idea
Thomas started. Jefferson in 1802. He was a member, right, of the Baptist Church, Danbury, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's right.
And of course you got the Puritans. They came in and they tried to persecute people for certain things.
Mm-hmm.
They tried to cause the state to punish people that
the persecution, conviction to death,
persecution,
right?
Persecution, yeah.
Ancient atheists, right?
And which ones?
So the ancient atheists, right? They're the ones that had that going on, the death and stuff. Ancient atheists.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. That it's
and
it's an important contributor,
coming,
right?
This is what's coming back, though. It's coming back. It's going to happen again. It's
coming back around, right?
Yeah, that's what we're seeing now in our government. Everything is all is shutting down, and there's a new world order, and it's globalist.
New world order. Yep. Didn't I mention that earlier? Like not too long ago. Yep. The new world order. Yep. So the Great Reset. Right.
The Great Reset. That's why everything is so crazy. Because the new world order is going to be church state rule,
yeah,
and it's going to be a fascist type government,
right? Fascist type government, exactly. Yep. Mm-hmm. That's right. That was the important contributor to the discussion concerning the proper relationship between church and state. Saint Augustine, who in the City of God book chapter 17 examined the ideal relationship between the earthly city and the city of God. This city of God is very interesting.
Well,
wow, so yes. That was a book, right? The City of God was actually a book.
Well, the ecumenical movement is part of the New World Order.
Right.
And the all the churches are agreeing, all the evangelicals are agreeing with the Roman Catholic system.
Right. Hey, Brother Will, I got to give a shout out right quick. I'd like to give a shout out to Brookie B's Lemonade. That is the best lemonade in North Carolina. Y'all make sure y'all put your orders in at Brookie B's Lemonade. In Elizabeth City, North Carolina, they got the best lemonade. I'm a big supporter of them people over there, and I'm going to definitely give me some of that lemonade. All right, Brother Will, continue on.
So the next government to appear with authority was the after the flood, it was all the monarchs. All the and it started with Nimrod in Babel. Nimrod,
yeah, he played a big role in this, didn't he?
Oh, he was the first king.
Yes, he was. And you know what crazy thing? A lot of Christians don't even know about Nimrod. You know, and he played a huge role in all of this. You know, Brother Will. Brother Tim, you there? Brother Will, he went out again. Let's continue on, ladies and gentlemen. Augustine posted that the major points of overlap were to be found between the earthly city and the city of God, especially as the people needed to live together and get along on earth. So they had to get along with these people, church and state. They had to agree on these things, of course. So we lost Brother Will again. Augustine held the opposite to the separation church and state that was the work of the temporal city to make it possible for heavenly city to be established on earth. So they was establishing these things on the earth, and in the new world order, they're going to bring it all together. Brother Will, you back yet?
Yeah, I'm not back.
Yeah. You went out.
Okay. All right.
So I broke some of the stuff down. The temporal city. I was talking about the temporal city. They established the heavenly city established on the earth. So they had established on the earth, correct?
Well, see, God didn't intend for people to be in big cities and big in large population centers. The Lord wanted people spread out everywhere. And cities are a rebellion against God's word, believe it or not.
Right.
Back then, because when he went down, he saw that men, you know, actually he said, behold, the men are all one language and they're all in one big old city. And the Lord had to go down and confuse their languages to start a new world order.
So
and the Lord started a new world order by confusing right. all of the languages.
So Europe had a big role in this too, right? The Medieval Europe, right? Medieval Europe. They ruled by the idea of divine right, correct?
That's what they say, yes.
For centuries, monarchs ruled by the idea. Sometimes this began to be used by monarch to support a notion that the king ruled both his own kingdom and church within the boundaries, theory known as capitalism. So all these things, it's so deep because I didn't even know Europe was a part of this either. Wow. Right. I didn't even know.
Oh, yeah, everything. Well, Europe wasn't even thought of till after Rome fell.
Uh-huh. Wow.
So it's more or less recent history. It's not ancient history. It's just medieval.
And they had the Catholic doctrine, the Pope,
that's Descartes. Right. Now, then we got then we came into yep. another theocracy.
Yep, there it is. Exactly.
So now it goes from God to man, uh-huh. back to God, and then back to man. It's a struggle.
Mm-hmm.
It's a struggle between having it the way the Lord would have it and the way the devil wants it. And the devil's fighting for supremacy. That's what we're seeing here. And the Lord just keeps, setting him back because the flood was the one big setback.
Right. That was a huge setback. That changed the world. Yes. Tremendously. It changed
the world order. Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It started a whole new world order. And now, mm-hmm. With Noah and his three sons, they started a whole another type of theocracy. But then Nimrod was like, probably the fourth generation after Ham, which mm-hmm. was one of the sons of Noah. He was the first king.
Right.
And so, in history, believe it or not, out of all the monarchs, only 18 of them in history were considered favorable to their own people. Just 18 of them.
Wow, just 18. That's crazy. I thought it would have been more.
That's all. This 18, well, it says monarchs of history who were noted to be the rulers who tried to help the society they ruled. There was only 18 of them. And we got Babylon. Here's where the monarchs started, Babylon.
Babylon, that's right.
Nebuchadnezzar.
Yeah, Nebuchadnezzar. Mm-hmm.
Medo-Persia, Greece, Alexander the Great in Greece, and then Rome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Rome was made up of the four generals of Alexander the Great. That's who began the Roman Empire, was the four generals of Alexander the Great. And so they started the new world order. And then when Rome fell, it became the Holy Roman Empire, and it was a church state rule. The other was just a monarch, just a pagan ruler. But now they had a theocracy.
This also goes back to 1164, correct? Divine authority, right? Consisted by kings in light of the 1164 Constitution of Clarendon, which asserted the supremacy of royal courts over clinical and surgery subject persecution in any subject of English crown. In 1215, Magna Carta.
Way on down,
Rome
began. Rome began in 753 BC, and it went all the way. It fell in 476 AD.
Yes,
and it was replaced by the Holy Roman Empire.
Right, and the Vatican's everybody was in this English crown. Wow,
it was condemned, by Constantine.
Right, it was condemned by the Vatican.
Oh yeah, and so it was replaced by the Holy Roman Empire. The Caesars of Rome became the popes and cardinals of the Holy Roman Empire. In other words, for Rome to continue their power, they had to change their method. So instead of being a persecutor of the church, they became the church. And then, of course, Israel was already a theocracy way back when Abraham was chosen to be the father of Israel.
Right.
The patriarch. And so we've had theocracies. So the whole world was pretty much all under a theocracy during the reign of the Dark Ages, the Middle Ages, from 476 AD to 1798. It was all pretty much a theocracy. The whole world was. Islam on one side, they were a theocracy, and Catholicism on the other side, they were theocracy, and that's all we had.
And you know what the crazy thing is? The school system don't want to teach these kids the real truth of what's going on. And this is the shattered truth, and we're going to educate people what, what's really going on. And this is what's really going on right here. It's sad it the school system is teaching false things, man. It's so sad and sickening. The educational system is terrible.
The Pope is in control of all executive and legislative and judicial powers. So what kind of government will the Antichrist have? It'll be a
one world government.
Well, it'll be a church-state rule.
Church-state rule.
Fascist and far-right authoritarianism, ultra-nationalist ideology.
Mm-hmm. Ideology.
Mm-hmm. In other words, they're going to be, and it's going to be global, though. There's not going to be any other nation involved. They're going to try to turn all the nations into one global.
System. One world religion, Satan religion. Coming together. It's all here. We're in it. In our time, we're living this right now. And people need to.
I believe this will be the first. This will be the last presidential election.
Yeah, this is it right here. You think so? This is it.
Oh, yeah. I think that's going to be the last one.
This is it. And then the Antichrist is going to rise soon. The Antichrist is going to show. He's here on earth. He's here now. But Jesus Christ hasn't released him yet.
No.
But he's here. Of what is taking place on the earth, we see and we know he's here. The way things is moving and things have changed, and the way people are deceiving one another, wickedness is all here. The Antichrist spirit been here, because a lot of people have that spirit in them. That's why they cause all these things on earth to they destroy things on earth, stuff like that, because people do have the Antichrist spirit in them. But the real man, he's here, but like I said, he's not released yet. But I think Brother Tim said he kind of know who the Antichrist is. He was, you know, he won't for sure, but I think he was leaning. I don't know who he was leaning towards, who he think the Antichrist is, but when he gets back on the live show with us, I think he's out right now. But he said he kind of think he knew who the Antichrist is. Do you think? Do you know any ideas who it could be? Well, we already know the false prophet is. That's the Pope, right? He's the false prophet in Revelation, correct? And that stems back to the papacy, right? So we definitely know, but I was trying to figure out, Brother Tim, if he was mentioning about who he think is the Antichrist in Revelation. But time would tell, and everybody will know who he is, and they probably, you know, they're going to support the Antichrist and take the mark. But the true believers of Jesus Christ and Nazareth, you know, we're not going to take the mark. We're gonna stand our ground and stay on Jesus Christ's side as much as possible. And you're gonna see who the true believers are when it's time, and the time is running out, and we have to get right now. Brother Will, I lost you again there, brother. Can you hear me out there? So, as we continue on to the church and state in the West, the issue of the separation of church and state during the... You there?
Yes.
Yeah, you kind of went out again. So
I don't know what's happening. It's automatic on this thing or something.
You know they're trying to shut us down because we're exposing things. That's what it is. You already know.
We're saying too many things.
Yeah, they attacked us last night. They took us off the air, and it's sad.
Yeah.
The beast system, that's what they do. When we exposing the dragon, this is what they do, ladies and gentlemen.
They jumble things up for you.
Yes, they censor us. We can't call people in the live shows. I have to go on my phone to call people alone and go back to the main system where I get my live shows at, reconnect this. It was a horrible time last night connecting, man. It was sad, and they causing this problem, and it's going to get worse. Sooner or later, we ain't gonna better talk. Y'all ain't gonna better reach us because they're gonna shut all truthers systems down. True podcasts, true people on YouTube, the real people that exposing things and sound the alarm, and they're gonna shut us down. And the ones that's with the dragon, they're gonna keep them on the air and keep deceiving people. You know, that's pretty much how it's going to go, right, Brother Will?
Yes, it is. And there's a term that you'll hear a lot when you hear it coming in. It's the common good.
The common good.
We're doing this all for the common good.
Common good, yep. And you know
that's right there. You'll know that's the Antichrist. Yep. That's the new fascist last day government that will be on this earth.
And what's so sad is the ones that are close to you is going to take the mark. They're going to follow the Antichrist. The ones you think that's not wouldn't do it, they're going to do it. Yes, because they don't want to give up their lifestyle. And, you know, it's disappointing that we got people that's going to go that direction. I can name a few. You probably can name a few that's going to go that way. No matter how you talk to them, their mind is made up. They don't believe nothing we're saying, you know. Oh, we're conspiracy theorists. We're this. Oh, y'all just trying to scare us. No, we're not trying to scare you. We're trying to educate you and let you know these things are real. And Satan has history from the whole world, and people don't even read no more. And this is not a racial thing, but they say put truth in the book. So niggas can't read and all this stuff, and that's what they do, man. That's what they do, man. It's nothing like racial, but I just had to say that because my race, we are terrible. We are horrible. We can't even support one another. It's sick, bro. I look at things on YouTube. So many people dying and killing people over nothing, like jealousy, people killing over jealousy. The Bible
said jealousy. It said in the last days, many would be offended. Many would insult each other and offend each other. And that's what we're in now. I see people walking down the street just having a rage over their phone, and they're just hollering as loud as they can.
You know, the beast got so, Satan got so much control over people's minds, even the little things.
That's what it's all about. It's about mind control.
Yes, MK Ultra, Beta, Monarch programming, all this. This is what the dragon does. He conditioned you. They put stuff in our foods. They doing all this.
Ever since 5G cut loose and AI, they both cut loose at the same time.
The radiation's frying
artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence.
Artificial intelligence. People don't know these 5G's is frying our brains. We may not feel it, but it's not.
Well, it's motivating for we're more acceptable to their doctrine.
Right. They put chlorine in the water that kills it with the radiation and all this crap. The frequencies, the dragons, frequencies to mess our mind up. We get angry just like that. People minds are so defiled. I feel so sorry for the few. I feel so sorry for them, you know.
Here's another sign that you look for. The government is sponsoring everyone on the street to get phones free of charge. That's so they can control the whole night. The cities, they can control the cities. They'll have, you know, the night has a million eyes. That old song.
That's why you had the all-seeing eye right on now. The back of the dollar bill.
That's why they're giving those phones away free.
Yeah, so they can control
everybody. Yeah, they can control the public.
Right, and you know what?
So we're all set up now. We'd be under. Yeah, we couldn't move without somebody seeing us and filming us.
Right, we're in such a really bad situation. People don't understand how bad.
Yeah, they don't understand how we're going to get closed in.
We're going to get it closed, shut in, close the door, throw the key away.
The Lord's going to let us out.
He's going to let us out. But a lot of people.
He's just warning us what it's going to be like.
You know, and the concentration camps, they're going to really get us, man. The ones that's going to reject the mark of the beast. We might be in a concentration camp. They might. You know,
Homeland Security's got that taken care of.
So what about the red list and the blue list? The red list is the people that's gonna go along with the new world order. The blue list, they're gonna throw us a concentration camp. They're gonna probably kill us. Who knows, man? It's gonna get bad. I forget. It was the Pastor Karanko mentioned something about the red list and the blue list and the concentration camp. That's why they're closing a lot of Walmarts, bro. You know?
That's what I heard. Yeah, they're closing them up.
Yes.
So they can have those buildings.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're not leaving their building. They're going to have their buildings. But, I mean, we have a storage complex here in Pryor in Mays County that is at least a half a mile long, and they were making it a Gatorade plant or right. Warehouse.
Ooh, a Gatorade plant! That sounds so exciting.
it never even had a Gatorade truck back up to it, and all of a sudden Google bought it.
Right, exactly. The dragon, he had you going left while something is happening on the right. That's what he does. Everybody going left. Everything going on right.
He's got all the money.
He don't look. The dragon don't even care about money anymore, ladies and gentlemen. He cares about lesser magic power and predictive programming. That's what he cares about. Through the movies. The movies is telling you what they're doing to us. Y'all pay attention. The occult symbolism is all over the freaking place. They telling you what they're doing. That's how the dragon communicate with all the occults. The occults got to communicate through movies and stuff because they're all over the place. That's what they do. And they're going to continue to do it because people still sleep and they will not wake up.
Well, it's just, we got to wake up out of the Matrix.
If they don't, the movie The Matrix explains what people is doing in The Matrix.
Yeah.
What is it, Brother Will? The red pill or the blue pill?
Oh, no, why not?
You know what? People are taking both of them, red and blue at the same time. Red and blue at the same time. That's what they're doing. Both of them. Taking both at the same time. These stupid, ignorant people out here, bro. Ignorant. Well, y'all need to wake y'all butt up right now, bro. Ain't look, time running out, bro. People are dying every day over bull crap. The dragon likes it. He feeds off that stuff, bro. He feeds off. That's how he get more power. Because he wants to see people destroy themselves and do dumb stuff. That means his spell is working. The lesser magic spell is working. Simple as that.
But you got to understand, though, at the very beginning, God himself was the first government we had after sin. Right. And then because he was the one, he's the one that approached Cain for his the murdering, the first murder. And by the way, the first murder was over religion. And the last one will be over religion.
Yes, it is. And people, you know what? A lot of lukewarm Christians don't want to admit that persecution is coming. They don't want to face it.
I wouldn't want to think about it myself. Going to
tell the members of the church congregation that persecution coming, y'all. This is a part of what's going to happen. See, they don't want to tell the truth in the churches. They just taking people money. That's it. Make them feel good for a Sunday or two, and then they going right back to doing what they're doing. Cussing, drinking, smoking, all this carry on bull crap, and then go back to church. The pastor don't care them about you. He just living large in luxury houses and sports cars and all that bull crap. You got the Freemasonry in the churches leading people away. The occults took over the freaking churches, ladies and gentlemen. That's what they doing. The Babylon took over the churches. Brother Will, that's what they doing. They took over the church, Brother Will. Simple as that. It's disgusting. Disgusting, bro. It's sick. The world minds are so defiled. Defiled to the max, bro. Nobody supports nothing anymore. Everybody loves the lie. They'd rather believe a lie than the truth. It's so sad, bro. I feel sorry, man. The earth is on his last legs, bro. It's on his way out, bro. Like you said, Brother Will, it's gonna wax worse and worse and worse and worse. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to shout out to the 164 listeners on this live show tonight. You know, it's a blessing. 164 souls will hear the truth tonight, and we're going to keep on. We're going to expose the dragon. We're going to chop the dragon head off, and we're going to put it on a pedestal, and we're going to burn it to the stake, Brother Tim, Brother Will. We're going to burn the dragon up. We're going to expose the dragon. You know, he's been getting away so long. His time is running out. We know he do lesser magic. He controls Hollywood and use Hollywood to use lesser magic and predictive programming on the masses. And the masses don't even know it because the spell is working. The dragon, Satan himself, he knows it's working. And, you know, we got some updates coming up. Pastor Wally is about to release The World is a Stage Part 5. The Places Witches Hide documentary is coming out soon, ladies and gentlemen. Shout out to Shattered Paradise. They just released a video, Snoop Dogg serials. You know, it's got BHT in it. A lot of some of these heroes got BHT. Y'all be aware. Look on y'all cereal labels for BHT because it's not supposed to be in y'all cereals. It's to kill off a lot of people out there. That's the dragon's one of his strategies as well, depopulation. If y'all look on the Georgia Guidestones, it says maintain population under 500 million people. Y'all wake up. It's about depopulation and controlling the world. People, they want people to live in the cities. They don't want nobody to live in the countries, because in the country, you can't control nobody. But in the cities,
no, you can't.
They control you. They want that's people in the cities.
That's why they're doing these federal mega farms. They're all government-controlled mega farms. So nobody will have to be a farmer, an independent farmer.
Right. And you know what? They putting all kinds of fake food and everything out there, bro. They got labs and stuff. They create food. They create meats, bro. A lot of this food ain't real food, especially the fast food chains. The food is crap, bro. I went to Burger King, right? And I ordered a meal, and they ain't even give me no cheese. I ain't had no lettuce or nothing. I'm like, what are y'all doing back there? Y'all are sad. Y'all don't know how to serve people. Y'all are disgusting. Y'all
trying to save money.
right. Save money, but money ain't gonna save them at the end. That's what they don't understand. The dragon gonna shut that down. The dragon don't care about money, y'all. Well, he don't care.
As soon as our dollar bills disappear, we know that we're in the new world order.
Right.
The new reset. That's why you
see the great reset. That's why you see the BRICS coming together to create a new currency, y'all. They changing the currency. Y'all need to research BRICS. There's an update. They're changing the currencies.
A global currency.
And they was talking about gold as well. Like they're buying up all the freaking gold. That's China buying up all the freaking gold. They know something about to go down because they're part of it too.
The Lord said in the Bible that they'll throw their gold into the streets. So
yep, that's what's going to happen. They'll press his metals and golds. Yep.
You can't eat it. I'd rather have a bag of potatoes than a bag of gold. When the
exactly the food's give gone. Give it. You know what? That potatoes is going to stick to your body, make you feel good, and get you stronger. And yo, that potatoes.
You're marching,
are,
yeah.
Yes.
You can't do that with gold except wear it.
Right, but the thief's going to steal it from you, kill you for one, and it's a worthless piece of crap. They're going to kill you for it. They're going to kill you for gold.
They can have it.
They can have it. I'll give it to them. Have the freaking gold. Don't worth nothing anyway. Because when the Antichrist, the mark of the beast come, and they, all that mess ain't your crap anyway.
The Lord rained down bread on the Israelites for 40 years, so he can pretty well take care of us if he wants to.
Exactly. Give me that sweet bread. Give me that bread. That's what I want.
And he let some crows drop biscuits on Elijah.
Yep, give me them biscuits. I need some gravy on them biscuits.
Yeah. So he has his ways. He can feed us.
Yes, sir. I love that biscuit and gravy. And I'm right, Brother Tim, biscuit and gravy. Oh, man, this live show is great tonight. Brother Will, this is an amazing show tonight, man.
That's what we got to say. The good news. We said all the bad news. Now all the good news.
All the good news is coming out. We laugh. We talking about food. We talking about biscuit and gravy. You know, potatoes stick to you, make you feel good.
Yeah. Potatoes are better than gold.
Yes, it is, bro. Yes, ain't it, bro? People don't know all this stuff. People chasing don't worth. It ain't worth nothing. People are chasing the wrong things, Brother Will.
Well, it's like the richest man in the world. He wants to get off of the earth and get another planet.
But that's not going to work either.
Colonize. And the reason is because he doesn't believe in the word.
No, he don't.
If he did, he wouldn't worry about getting off this planet.
Exactly.
And because
he's trying to escape.
He's trying to escape, and the devil's trying to figure out how to get smarter than God by using the atomic, the bonding of the atomic particle and split it all up so he can find out how, if there's a way to break down God's creation. So that's what's wrong with, you know, the nuclear science.
they're trying to go too far. They don't need to. And you know, if you break the laws of the atom, literally all hell breaks loose, because that's what the hydrogen and atomic bombs are.
The hydrogen collider. A lot of people don't even know about CERN. CERN has got the 666 symbolism on their label. Do you see it?
CERN's has, well, they have the 666 on it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Their name.
See, a lot of people don't even understand. This world is deep. It's so deep that you won't even imagine.
Oh, yeah.
We just scratching the surface.
You've just got some massive powers in conflict. That's the great controversy, and it's still going on. Jesus has already won, but we haven't, unless we accept him.
Right. Exactly. And a lot of people haven't accepted him yet, and that's going to happen. Yeah. It's written.
It's time to give up on all the plans of having a big home and a lot of land and a good retirement. That's out the window.
Yeah, that is. White picket fence and this and that. They all lies, man. They've been lying so long. Now the lies is caught up. And
it's
they just
good,
trying to
it's good to have nice things, but you know. Yeah,
but this is not the time to have nice things right now. It's time for prayer
To have, get right. Yeah, just get right with the
people with the right side. People is dying without Christ every day.
Well, it says don't judge anything until the end, when all men's hearts will be revealed. So judge nothing until the end.
Exactly.
So lift this hope. That's because we're, he says, if you judge, then you'll be judged by the same judgment that you judge by. So I don't like to predict anything except my own relationship with the Lord.
Exactly. That's right. You're exactly right. That is right. And you know, this I hope people will open their eyes and realize they've been telling lies for a long time.
Well, people are going to wake up, because the Lord will make sure that they know that the signs were predicted, and he'll wake us up before we fall into a trap.
Mm-hmm.
A place of a point of no return. The Lord will show up before that and give us a choice.
Mm-hmm.
He'll give us a choice.
Right.
A chance and a choice.
That's right. Yep, you're right about that, man. Do you want to leave us in prayer before we end this live show for tonight, Brother Will?
Sure. Dear Lord, we're so thankful for all the prophecies that let us know that you are in control. And we know that we'll follow you, and you will show us which way we should go. We thank you for the word. We thank you for your spirit, and we thank you for the discernment. And we ask that you bless each listener.
Alrighty, I'd like to thank everybody out there for listening on the Shattered Truth podcast. Shout out to Brookie B's Lemonade. Once again, shout out to the owner of Brookie B's Lemonade for joining the live show tonight. I appreciate it. You're a major supporter, and I'm a major supporter of that good lemonade. I got to get me some of that good lemonade when I get a chance. I will be there for that lemonade. Shout out to everybody out there tonight. Y'all have a blessed night. Stay safe. Stay prayed up. And we'll see you on the next live show on the Shattered Truth podcast. Shalom, family.